One of the things that you'll notice as we continue in this discussion is that we're going to be looking at this from various angles, for real. This whole issue of whether or not artificial intelligence does or ever will have soul. So looking at more about what Alan and others have been saying, Alan Turing and others have been saying about soul. Remember, one of the things he pointed out is that, you know, a lot of people really have a difficult time really nailing down what we mean when we talk about soul. You and I have taken a look at that from, you know, a dictionary perspective. But let's listen to what else they have to say about that. He points out, for example, what Socrates had to say about the soul. And Socrates' argument was that the soul is the element that, when present in a body, makes it living. When the soul is present in a body, that soul makes the body living. And I can just imagine a number of you saying, hey, that sounds familiar to me. Well, sounds familiar to me. Let me read to you. And a lot of you, I mean, this is where you're coming from the very beginning. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. So notice that he was called man while he was actually still just a body. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. And some say that when you hear the word man, some of the commentators say, when you hear that word man, they say it sounds like, and maybe particularly the word man is actually Adam. And they say that it sounds like and may be related to the Hebrew word for ground, Adamah. Adam is A-D-A-M, man. The Hebrew for man, Adam, sounds like the Hebrew for ground, which is Adamah. And so Adamah is Adam plus the letters A-H at the end. Adam, A-D-A-M. Adamah, A-D-A-M-A-H. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Notice, the man was man while he was just a physical being. When he had only been formed from the ground, he's still called man. The man, he who had been formed from the ground, became a living being. The man became a living being when, after God breathed the breath of life into the man's nostrils. So, Socrates said that the soul is the element that, when present in a body, makes it, the body, living. All right, now I'm not going to say much more about animals and souls after this, but I do want to say this. If indeed animals only have the body, they don't have a soul, they can't think, what happens to animals when they die? Do they have anything immaterial, anything that is not physical, anything that is not made of matter that leaves the body? Or does the body just stop living? I mean, it just stops. Blood stops circulating. Do they have brains? Do the brains work the way, essentially, the way the brains of humans work? Do they have brains, other physical parts of the body, and a soul? Many lay conversations about the soul are informed, whether we're aware of it or not, by a dualism inherited from Greek philosophy. In Plato's Phaedro, for example, Socrates argues that the soul is the element that, when present in a body, makes it living. After death, the soul is released from the chains of the body. The soul, then, is the animating principle of humans, the stuff inside us that propels us to certain ends. What do you think about that? Soul, animating the body. Genesis 2 and 7 saying that after God breathed the breath of life into the man's nostrils, the man became a living being. Which means, of course, that until he received the breath of life, he was not a living being. He was a being. He was called man. So he was a being, but he was not a living being. The scriptures say he became a living being after the breath of life had been breathed into his nostrils. While the ancients needed the kind of soul talk to explain mysterious facets of the human person, for example, motivation, today people explain these mysterious facets like motivation in material terms. George Paxinos is a neuroscientist and psychologist, and he says, as a neuroscientist and psychologist, he has no use for the soul. Wow, that sounds kind of arrogant. As a neuroscientist and psychologist, I have no use for the soul. He's of the nonprofit research institute, Neuroscience Research Australia. He says, on the contrary, all functions attributable to this kind of soul can be explained by the workings of the brain. What do you think about that? Now, remember now, as you've heard me share on a number of occasions, there are certain parts of the brain that do light up, that show activity taking place when a person is excited, angered, saddened, etc. So is it possible then that everything that happens with mankind takes place with regards to the brain, heart, I mean the physical heart that pumps the blood and the oxygen in the blood, kidneys, the liver, are we just physical without souls, or are we physical with souls? If we are physical with souls, then how do you explain what's happening with regards to the brain? How is it that the physical brain has sections that light up when certain activities are taking place in a person's life? Let's begin to look into that some more next time. Artificial intelligence, souls, is there? Will there ever be a connection?